Toyota says it expects strong sales in the United States this month, but the company has not fully recovered from its recent crises. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton has this look at Toyota's effort to regain lost customers.
Paul Schubert and his wife decided to buy a new car last summer, a really fuel-efficient one. After a lot of research, they settled on the Toyota Prius. Problem. There weren't really any to be had. The tsunami that devastated Japan in March had dried up supplies of the Prius, which is made in Japan, and the dealer said, you'll have to wait.
About 4 months, and we thought, well, it'll be probably end of November, early December before we're going to have a car.
They still had a working car, so it came down to this.
Did we want a Toyota badly enough that we were willing to wait?
They did. Their new red Toyota now sits in the driveway with a license plate that reads Little Sipper. But some customers didn't wait. They bought cars from Hyundai, Kia, Nissan, or Ford instead. Toyota's production slowdown couldn't have come at a much worse time. The company was finally recovering from the year's previous crisis, a massive recall over a risk of unintended acceleration. Retiree Jan Alford had a Prius, and she loved it. But it was causing a little trouble at home.
My husband was reminding me every time I left the house that I might be unsafe.
Then U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood chimed in.
My advice is, if anybody owns one of these vehicles, stop driving it.
Ouch. Now the kids were worried about Mom, so she finally sold it. Alfred and her husband now own one car, and it's not a Toyota. Meanwhile, the dealers were busy. Bob Page owns Page Toyota in Southfield, Michigan.
You can imagine what our customers, the phone calls, our phones lit up. It was just unbelievable.
Three things caused the incidence of unintended acceleration: loose floor mats, sticky gas pedals, and human error, hitting the gas instead of the brake. But the recalls took a toll.
The fence sitters, the customers, the ones that had not committed yet to really one product or another, we lost a number of those.
Before the recalls, Toyota's market share in the U.S. was 17%, nipping at General Motors' heels. Now it's about 14%. Rebecca Lindland is with IHS Automotive.
The jury's still out on whether there will be no long-term consequences.
To add to Toyota's issues, some of its cars look a little bland these days compared to competitors. And Lindland says the strong yen has long made it more expensive to export from Japan.
Then they cut corners, and it shows. And they cut corners at a time when other manufacturers were really going in the opposite direction.
Now, none of this should be interpreted to mean Toyota is weak. The company posted a profit during its darkest time, and it still reigns supreme in reliability. Of the top 10 most reliable cars in the latest survey from J.D. Power, 5 are Toyotas. Then there's the Prius brand. Thomas Lehman just bought a Prius C from a local dealer.
They had this car in stock. I went in an hour later and bought it the same day.
And as gas prices go up, he has no particular worries.
So far, I've been getting a little over 50 miles per gallon.
50?
50.
Combined?
Combined, yep.
The new Prius models are just two of the 19 new or refreshed vehicles Toyota will introduce this year. The company hopes all that fresh metal will get the company second looks from former customers and first looks from new ones. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.